Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, it's my friend, it's Rose Callahan, everyone. Yay!
Yay!
Hi, Rose. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just told you about all I've had gastro twice in the last month. But on the other hand, I'm bikini ready, you know, just
you
for
go.
The end of summer. So, yeah, pretty exciting. That's because I have a child that's in daycare, everyone, not just because I've
been
toilets.
Yeah, you go around licking railings everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Rose, thank you for doing this today. Now, it's you chose the topic. Mm-hmm. I floated one and you said, no, let's do something different.
Yeah.
And so, I'm very happy you did because what we're doing now is we're talking about 90s heartthrobs.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a very, objective. Obviously, there's 5 correct answers, and it doesn't differ from person to person. So
let's get it out of the way. All bodies are beautiful. Everyone's lovely. Like this is But this is when we were thinking back to when we were teenagers, or some of mine even go through to. Look, I was an adult in '99. I turned 18. Okay. So,
yeah, I mean, I turned 18 in 2000, so I'm not that far behind you. But a year can make all the difference.
It really does. So,
but also I want to say, because you mentioned a TV show, and I was like, so that was like between me or like pre-tween. And then once I went through puberty, then my taste changed.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you said this should be a two-parter.
It should have been like primary school heartthrob, like not – they were in – well, I – people that I thought were hot when I was, like, young.
Did you, as a student, did you cover your books with pictures from, like, Dolly and Girlfriend magazine?
Somewhat, but I was more of, like, a Juice magazine gal or, like,
so you had
J-Mag
or, you had that cover of Angie Hart from Frente on the cover of one of your things.
I don't remember that one. That might have been before I started buying it, I reckon, because that would have been like, I don't know, 94, 95.
That almost made my list, okay?
Oh, okay.
Angie Hart, because for those who don't know, Angie Hart, singer of Frente, that gone on to do her own solo stuff, posed kind of naked, but
I was
not
say,
naked,
yeah. Naked.
She was covering herself. She had flowers over herself.
And I was thinking naked and flowers, but so I must have seen it. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that, and it was a big thing because Frente were kind of like, they weren't a joke band, but they were made into a joke band because The Late Show did a parody of them. And then people were just making fun of them the whole time. And Angie Hart was only like 19 years old. And looking back, you go, that's really cruel. Like that was just, but like, in the early 90s, it was like, oh, yeah, that's what you do. Like, you just make fun of everyone.
It was a silly, accidentally Kelly Street, never thought. It's like sort of poppy. Like, it was poppy, but it was kind of alternative, but not. Yeah.
Yeah, so their first.
And that was the day where it's like, pop, that's bad, man.
Yes.
Alternative is cool and pop is selling out.
Yeah, I've finished watching the Pam and Tommy. Pamela Anderson's not on my list, but I just finished watching that and it was that thing of like, so they're talking about Motley Crue becoming really daggy pretty much overnight when grunge kind of came in and it's,
But then they became cool again. Like I saw Motley Crue a couple of times like in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee was on a like a drum kit that like flipped upside down and flew through the air. It was pretty sick. But, you know, I started watching that show, but apparently Pamela Anderson doesn't like it. And I'm also just like, if they don't talk about the fact he ended up in jail for like hitting her and that they were quite problematic as a band, maybe it's not good for me to watch it.
Well, can I, not to spoil it, but I can say they end before, the series ends before he goes to jail.
Okay, well, that's convenient.
But they do mention it in the credits.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't hide it. The only thing I have issue with it is they try and make the guy who stole the tape sympathetic.
Yeah, that was all I got to. He was just like, wasn't getting paid, and he was like, I don't know, grumpy because he could hear them having sex and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And look, we're not here talking about Pam and Tommy, but I watched it all. I finished it last night. I'm like, it's fine. It's as trashy as TV as I'm happy to go.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like this is really trash. Is it sort of a comedy? Is it? I don't know. Yeah. The girl didn't look like quite Pammy, and they like, I don't know. It didn't look spot on the look for the era. You know, it's like a now take on her look, which is didn't do it justice.
But Pam Anderson, not on my list of crushes, not on my list of heartthrobs.
You were too cool for that.
I just knew it was unattainable. Even back then, I knew a kid from Burnie is not going to be able to ever get to someone from Baywatch. So here we go. My number five on my teen heartthrob list. Okay, when I was in the 90s, number five, Tori Spelling.
Wow, Tori. And you thought, the bolt-on boobies, you were like, Pamela Anderson is too unrealistic.
It wasn't that era of Tori Spelling. She kind of changed later. And I understand she, because in 90210, for those who don't know, she was in 90210. Her dad made the show. He was the executive producer, Aaron Spelling. And she was a part. And so there was Jenny Garth, who played Kelly. There was Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
I can't remember who she played. There was also Andrea Zuckerman.
Brenda.
Andrea Zuckerman, who was kind of like the nerd one. But not all she
Hot
was.
Nerd.
She had curly hair and she wore glasses. That's all it was. That's all it was. She was still very attractive. And then there was Tori Spelling's character, Donna, okay? And even that goes back to the Pamela Anderson thing. I like, well, I knew I wouldn't be able to get Jenny Garth.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to be a bit contrary, even as a kid.
Mm.
So all my friends were like, oh, Kelly's so hot, or like Shannon Doherty's so hot. I was like, well, I like Donna because I'm different.
You know what it is? It's the Isaac Hansen effect.
There you go.
Right? Yes. Hansen, there's three of it. And so like that was my before, that was more like early teen time. So I'm not including that in this thing. But Hansen, it was like there was three of them and Taylor was the hottest, obviously. Yeah. And then Zach was the younger one. So it was like if you were younger, you'd like him. And Isaac was the older one and he was a bit gangly.
Yeah.
But there's always that one that it's like, well, he's the least hot one. So I feel like in my head, he's attainable.
Yep.
I just went for Taylor though. I was like, yeah, I think that could happen.
My friend Ryan Pedderwood, he was like, have you seen this new band Hanson? The lead singer, she's so hot.
Oh,
and then we watched it and we're like, that's just a long haired boy, Ryan.
But I'm sure you guys were really mature and you're like, but that's totally okay.
Yeah, we were fine. Yeah.
Want to swing that way.
Yep.
And if you are a homosexual, we're like, Totally fine with that.
We were totally open to that in Burnie in the 90s.
Yeah,
that was
we wouldn't use that as a slur or a joke against you. No. I will say that my top five, I've just gone with dudes. You know, I am a bisexual, but like it was just too complicated to split it out. And also I didn't really know what my thoughts were about certain things at that time, but I did have posters of certain women. I'm like, she's such a good actress, you know. Okay, so should I do my...
Yeah, your number five.
My number five, well, I've gone, I cheated. It's two Daves. I couldn't decide. David Duchovny Dave McCormack.
Nice.
Yeah, so quite different. Obviously, I was a big Custard fan, just thought he was really hot. And, yeah, that's
Is your child old enough to watch Bluey yet, or are they not really been watching
it? I put it on, I think just because I like it. But, yeah, I know that is he the voice?
He's the dad.
He's the dad.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, it's a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
What? It's like cool, but it's also like, oh, this is so lame that I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, like that cool guy from that band is the dad in this like kids cartoon show that I watch now.
But they obviously know they're doing it. They know that, oh, people will like this. If they know Dave McCormack, they'll be at a certain age, they'll go, oh yeah, this is cool. They know what they're doing. But Dave Duchovny.
Yeah,
X-Files.
Dave Duchovny. Yeah.
Were you a big X-Files fan?
I used to watch X-Files a lot. It was like that what do you call it? Flagship TV program, Wednesday, 8:30, I think. I used to do gymnastics and then come home from gymnastics, watch the X-Files. I think my mum always had some, like, work meeting thing on. Yeah. So I'd be sort of, like, watching it and, like, kind of freaking out a bit. Like, but I was like 15 or 16, too old really to get scared, but still.
It's so funny. Back then, there used to be shows you'd rush home for to see because if you missed it, you just couldn't see. I remember after basketball on Monday nights, there would be a show I like to see, or after training, I'd like to watch. And then if I didn't get home in time, I'd be left with Frasier. And I fucking hated Frasier.
But now that you're older, you're probably like, what a great show.
Yeah, I probably enjoy the writing of it. But now it's like, nah. Back then it was like, I don't care about these posh family.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.